let's begin by singing number 64 in our white book. Number 64, Jesus Revealed in Me. Rejoice in. We know that you have a wonderful design over our life today, and we want to just yield ourselves up to you and believe you to manifest yourself in each and every one of us. We pray that you'll bless the whole camp today, Lord. Bless the children down in the village and in the cottage. Bless our counselors and head counselors. We pray, Lord, that right from the start, that you'll meet each and every one. We believe that you have been preparing them in these days to come to this place and meet the Lord and hear from you. And we pray that you'll help our boys and girls to recognize that God is speaking to them. We know that you will touch upon things that you've already been dealing with them about, things that are happening in their lives and thoughts that have been going through their hearts and minds. So, Lord, we pray that they'll be quick to recognize that Jesus is here and Jesus is reaching out to them and Jesus is working in them. And we pray that you will help them to enter into worship. We pray, Lord, that you'll help them to receive your grace. We pray that you will cause light to shine into their hearts. And we ask that all that you desire to accomplish in each one of them will be done as we trust you day by day. Cover them with your precious blood, Lord, we pray. Keep them safe today and well. And we pray that you'll just watch over them day and night. We thank you. Bless our staff today and strengthen them and help them to fulfill their responsibilities as unto you. Give them much joy in serving Jesus, Lord. We thank you that you pour your joy into our lives as we give ourselves to your service. There's no joy like it, Lord, and we praise you and thank you for the privilege of serving you like that. And we pray that you'll bless all of our guests, those that are here for just a short time, others that stay longer. We pray, Lord, that you will just meet the cry of their hearts and, Lord, accomplish that for which you have brought them here, in them and through them. We claim it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, it sounds like we got great things to look forward to today because we have a great Savior. Amen. Let's also sing number 45. Somebody asked if we could sing that. Evidently a favorite of theirs. And we love it too. Number 45 in the White Book. Garden that we just sang a verse of. It's a lovely song, and we know it well, I'm sure. And it speaks about that lovely communion that we have with Jesus, that we can come to the garden alone. Maybe it's a picture of Mary when she went to the garden tomb early in the morning, and there she met the Lord. She heard his voice speaking, Mary, called her by name, and she was never the same after that, I'm sure. And we can meet with the Lord. It's always good in the morning to spend time alone with Jesus and let him speak his words of life into our hearts. Praise God. Tell him that we love him and just offer ourselves to him afresh and anew for every day. But you know, that last verse to that song often confused me. It did years ago, because the last verse says, he bids me go. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he tells me leave. And then it says, through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. And I always wondered what that meant. Why would Jesus want me to go? And then I read a tract by General Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And he told a story. He had a vision. He thinks it was a vision. Dream vision. And he saw a dark sea, black sea, and millions of people were drowning in those dark waters. And in the middle of the sea, there was a mighty rock that stood out above the waters, and people were climbing onto that rock and finding salvation, finding refuge there. And then there were those that, on the rock, were doing everything they could to try to get other people up onto the rock. They were devising methods, reaching out with poles, throwing ropes, whatever they could. He said, but then as time went on, some of those people, they forgot about the other people in the water. And they started climbing higher onto the rock. And they started having little tea parties up there and forming little societies and waiting for the Lord to return and bring them to heaven. And so they would be up on top of the rock, and they'd be looking up and saying, how long? How long before you come and bring us to be with yourself? And he said, and they didn't realize that the Lord was in the water calling to them to come and help him. Through the voice of woe, through the heartache and the lost condition of the people in the world, we hear the voice of Jesus calling to us. And he says, you come to me and help me. Don't forget where you've come from, and don't forget what it's like to be without a Savior. And so then when I sang that song again, something clicked there. Of course, we need to spend time with the Lord. We need to get filled with Christ. But then we need to realize that that's not for ourselves alone, but that's so that we can go and bring Christ to a dying world. And so he's calling us. You know, sometimes people will come up to you and they'll complain to you about something in their life. Well, that's the voice of Jesus calling to come and help them, to share Christ with them. You know, we don't realize that God lets these things come into our lives. We run across people with need, and it's easy to not get involved. Sometimes you're afraid to get involved because you don't know where it'll lead. But it's good if we can hear the voice of Jesus when he calls us to give ourselves to that individual and to share Christ with them and the love of Christ with them. You don't know how far that will go. And We need both. We need to spend time with the Lord and, first of all, have our own communion with Him. But then we don't want to forget about those around us that were lost as we once were, and that Jesus is among them, and He's looking for people to come and bring the gospel and share the love of Christ with them. And so whenever I sing that song now, I think of that vision, and I think, Lord, that's true. I'm here at Pilgrim Camp, and I'm going to seek you with all my heart because I need as much of Jesus as I can get. But then I've got to bring you home with me because my family needs to see Jesus in me. They need to see His love. There are people in my neighborhood that you want me to have contact with and to bring that fragrance of Christ to. And so we seek God for ourselves, and we're seeking Him for others as well. Praise God. And I know that many of us are up here and we have loved ones at home. We're very concerned about them. They're in great need. We wish they were here with us, but they're not. Maybe they have no desire to be here. But we can be here for them in the sense that we can give ourselves to God in such a way that will be of greater use to Him and a greater blessing for Him when we go back home. And so we want to keep that in mind as we are up here on the mountain praying, Lord, come to us. Praise God. He's arranged it. We need these times, and we want to get as much as we can out of our time here at camp. But we want to remember that what God does for us is not for us alone, but there's someone that needs what God is doing for you. And so let's make sure we find them. And God will lead us to them. Not everyone that has a need you're supposed to spend all your time with. That would wear you out and you'd be no good to anybody. We have people that come and they knock on the door of the church and they want more help than I can give them. They want more money than I have. And we have to be led by the Lord as to how to help people and who to invest our time in. Oh, we show the love of Christ to everybody. But the Lord will lead us and make us to know, this is the one that I've appointed that for you to be a blessing to. And we want to be sensitive to that, don't we? Praise God. Don't we, Johanna?
Sure.
Okay. Praise God. Let's continue to worship Him and let's be free in His presence. There are others here that God can use, and I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you as you speak for Jesus, and it'll be a blessing to the whole meeting as we just rejoice together in the good things that God has done. Amen. Number 358 is sort of a theme for this camp season. Our staff is reading through a devotional by Francis Havergal. Excerpts from the book Kept for the Master's Use. And we should be reading that each day, that portion for the day. And let's sing this song together. The devotional is based on the words to this song. And so we want to get it into our hearts. Number 358 in our hardcovered book. Thank you. ever only all for thee. What a wonderful motto to live by. Ever only all for Jesus. I don't know why they didn't put that verse into this book. I would have fired the man that chose the verses here. But he's probably gone now, so it's not an issue anymore, is it? Praise God.